Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There are so many who have not heard this. A channeling while you're in person. And as we've said before so many times to the groups who sit in front of me, it's a stretch of the imagination to think that the consciousness of a human being could step aside and that this, messages from beyond the veil, would be allowed. We would ask you again to wipe away that which you have been taught. For in the teaching, perhaps not all is complete. And all of you have had so much in the past of spiritual things to know and learn. And right now we're asking you to just suspend it for just a moment, as if you were starting over, and think for a moment. Do you believe in God? Every single spiritual organization talks about the immense love of God. God is monotheistic on the entire planet. Monotheistic. Everyone is looking at the same creative source. Hasn't always been that way. In addition, they all say that there is beauty here and love here. Some say there is so much love that humans couldn't fathom it. They don't even deserve it. They shouldn't even look upon it. Others say, yes, you can. You just have to do it in the correct way. But God is love. God is love. God is love. I want you to start from scratch as though you never heard any of those things and think to yourself, why are you here? If God is love and you've been told that there is pieces and parts of the Creator inside you, do you understand the connection directly? That you are loved. It couldn't be more obvious. I sit in front of you. My partner has stepped aside, and from beyond the veil, I'm giving you information that should be self-evident. That the Creator knows you and knows your name. You're part of this system. There is beauty here, and the beauty is you. And it's time to climb out of the presuppositions and the assumptions that you know all about it. Because human, there is a veil. And the veil just stops you enough to ask the questions, well, what if and what if? And it creates a God who is judgmental, perhaps dysfunctional, angry. Perhaps will punish even. And I'll say it again. Hundreds of times I've said this. That's humanism. That's you. That's human nature put upon God. I want you to relax for a moment. Just be with me. What do you feel here? There are those who say you shouldn't listen to channeling because there's an agenda. Where is the agenda? What we're doing is trying to pave a road that has been covered with trees and dirt and gravel. Of eons of suppositions, assumptions, human nature. It doesn't make the others incorrect, it makes the others incomplete. They have the same ability to sense the love as you do, and they will. There will be many systems that start to change. You're already seeing it. Starting to shift the rules of spirituality and be more inclusive of humanity instead of just a few. This is human evolution. And dear ones, the old souls who sit in front of me now, the ones listening, they're going to wake up to this fact first to be aware of the beauty of it, the freedom of it, the release of it. There's no reason to carry around the guilt or that which you were told you might have been or done that would displease the Creator. Dear ones, there is nothing you can do to displease the Creator. You have free will to do what you do with your consciousness. Being on the planet is what you do. And if you choose to find the love that is directly coming to you during this time, you're going to live a longer and a better life. And you will light a match, figuratively, in the dark of where you live. And that is what you're doing. To the listener, we are in some of the most pristine lands on the planet. I'm going to tell you what that means a little more later today. I want you to realize what this is for you. For the crystalline grid of the planet is a remembering grid and remembers human emotion and actions. There haven't been those wars of horror that repeat themselves to such a degree here. The land is clean. Civilization itself in a large town does not create hundreds of years of sorrow and drama. It's simply a town. When you get out of town and you get away from the asphalt and the roads, you're looking at the purest Gaia energy anywhere. Not only that, dear ones, and we're going to review this yet again, this is a piece of Lemuria. And you would not be able to say that to other lands, even across the ditch. This is where the tides and the currents carried those in the canoes. And we've told you before that the indigenous that you have here are three steps removed from the Lemurians. They're not here. Their ancestors are. And that is important. Dear ones, I always call upon the ancestors when I channel in this land, and I do even this day. And you won't hear me say those things in channel very often. All this to say is that there is connection here, if you want, that may be stronger than in other places of the earth, that you can feel it. Do you know how much you're loved? There are some issues here. I know who is here. That could be resolved this very day because of where you live, who you are, and where you are putting your feet right now. We'll talk more of that in the next channel. But this whole entire channel, this mini channel, is to ask you to suspend what you've been told and use spiritual logic. Do you feel the love of God in your life? It's there for you to feel. Wipe away all the things that you've been told that might displease God. God is pleased with you, family, because you are family, like you would love your children, just like it. God is not a dysfunctional God that would punish you any more than you would your children or send them to bad places because they didn't make a right decision. Use the logic that you have, the love, the compassion, to see the connection which is eternal in every single lifetime. Old soul, it's time, and it'll change your life. That's an agenda. We'll call it the love agenda. Seeing who you are. And so it is.